Milwaukee's 53206 zip code area faces tough problems. Thousands of its men are in prison or have records. Jobs are scarce, poverty almost universal. Some people sell drugs or their bodies to make money. It's the zip code we frequently profiled during our six-month exploration of black male incarceration. Today we bring you another story from 53206, but this one isn't about despair. WUWM's LaToya Dennis takes us to the Borchert Field neighborhood. Generations there have started coming together on Saturdays to lift up the young people.
It's 7:30 on a Saturday morning, and 50 or so boys are already here at a community garden on 9th and Ring. They're actually a half hour early.
Whoever signed it, come to this side.
Andre Ellis watches the clock.
8 o'clock is late. At 8 o'clock, I cut it off. Because I got to make sure that I pay the commitment, number one.
For the past 10 Saturdays, Ellis has come to this spot. He offers $20 to any boy between the ages of 12 and 17 who will clean up their neighborhood this morning.
About 10 weeks ago, the police had arrested an 11-year-old boy here on the block at 9th and Ring. And the mother came to me and said, they got Jermaine. And I said, for what? She said, breaking garages and things. And they said, I'm arrested, Jermaine. They gonna give him, you know, he'll have a record and be a felon.
Ellis talked with police and got Jermaine released. Afterward, Ellis decided to give the 11-year-old $20 if he would spend a Saturday morning cleaning up where he messed up.
He was working so hard. And when we finished working, he looked at me and he said, Mr. Andre, can I tell you something? I said, yeah. He said, I'm not bad. They made me this way. And I said, what do you mean, Jermaine? He said, all of the people that are telling me not to do bad only do bad things, so I don't know what to do. I said, you need to be around people that do good stuff, like me.
The following week, Jermaine showed up with about five friends. Ellis put out a call on Facebook for money, and people donated enough to pay the friends $20 each for their Saturday morning work, and the community continues responding. Ellis collected enough money to reward the 50 young workers who showed up this weekend. No rich donors, just people who want to see young black men do better. People like Kwabena Nixon. He came not only to give a donation, but also to inspire the boys.
It's a lot of people talk about how bad you are, but it's not a lot of people who gonna help you get out that bad situation. Am I right? Talk back to me. Am I right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of people that gonna tell you the hood is no good. You can't make it over here. There's a lot of people gonna tell you if you don't have a father in your life, your mother on drugs, you live in a rough neighborhood, that you gonna die young. How many of y'all know that's not true? Clap your hands and make some noise for me. Should be so much louder.
Nixon tells the young men that where they start does not determine where they finish. It's a message 14-year-old Samuel Johnson takes to heart. He says he knows what some people think when they see him.
I think they see, that's a little boy. He out here running the streets, smoking, selling drugs and stuff, and just making bad decisions and stuff, and that's not the case.
Samuel says the boys who meet at the garden on Saturday mornings want to make their neighborhoods nicer.
It make our community look better. It make us all look better as a whole. Because when you look at us, we'll be clean. But then when you look at our community, it'll be all dirty. But then if it's clean, then that makes us look better.
Once summer ends, Andre Ellis says the men plan to head into classrooms to connect with the boys. He says they won't get paid for learning, but will get something much better, a chance to succeed in life. He hopes these Saturday mornings are just the start of change.
Now listen up. You tired of violence, say yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You tired of your people going to jail, say yeah.
Yeah.
You tired of your friends dying in the street, say yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So repeat after me, say I am great.
I am great.
I am mighty.
I am mighty.
I am awesome.
I am awesome.
I am magnificent.
I am magnificent.
Ellis calls his program, We Got This.
My destiny.
LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.
On the block.
My destiny.
My destiny.
It's the control.
It's the control.
All 196 million.
All 196 million.
444,000.
444,000.
Miles.
Miles.
Of this earth.
Of this earth.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.